I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Monday morning, the 13th of May, the year 2024, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We start off in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 66, and I'm reading verse 8. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to give birth in one day, or shall a nation be born at once? Can a woman give birth to a child without going through pain? You know, folks, I want to tell you, with Jesus, all things are possible. He is the miracle-working God. Do you remember the prayer meeting that we had in Bloemfontein, in the center of our beloved nation, South Africa? When we called the nation together to pray, we called it It's Time, if you remember. No less than over 1 million people came together in less than 6 weeks. We prayed, we praised God, we worshiped, we wept, and we asked the Lord to please undertake. 2 Chronicles 7:14, you know it so well, it says, if my people, which people are that? Those are the people of God. Those are the believers, the Christians, will humble themselves and pray. And that is exactly what we did. And what happened afterwards? Folks, there was a change in the government. Yes. A national maize crop that was doomed to be a failure turned around to be a bumper crop. There was singing of hymns and Bible readings in Parliament. Do you remember that? The government was going to build a nuclear power station, which would have bankrupted the nation. It was deemed unconstitutional and was put aside. So many miracles took place. Yes, we are coming to the elections yet once again. People are very anxious. I want to tell you, we need to pray, because when we pray, God moves. Even as I am recording this program, people are praying all over the nation of South Africa, and indeed the whole world, because nations are going to the polls in the US of A, all over the world. But we need to pray the prayer of faith, not just pray. You see, a lot of people pray, but they don't believe what they are praying. We need to pray. We need to be intentional. We need to be determined. And then we leave it in God's hands. I am very optimistic for the future, not by what I see with my eyes, but what my spirit tells me when I spend time with God every day in the closet and I read my Bible and I pray. If Christ is for us, my dear friend, there is no man that can stand against us. Romans chapter 8 and verse 31. Jesus bless you and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.